Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
1, 2, 1, 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo, you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yo, good evening everybody out there, so if you're tuning, you know, and kind of warm in here, so makes a change really, you know. So yeah, sweet talking sport, straight to the point chat show that deals with the latest sports news and stories with both interviews and join an audience that fits today's modern day society, devoted entirely discussion on sporting events, whether local or national. Good to go on air, expansive debate analysed by me and CV. Warm CV.
Yeah, I'm all right. Just, you know, tired, but all right still.
You know, regular programming, Yorkshire's probably best talking sports radio chat show you'll ever hear. You can listen every Friday from 6 till 7, or you can catch up through the archives, you know? Just go up online, and you'll see it every time. Easy! What have you been up to, Mr.?
Why, just work, man. Just work. Work and look after me grandpitney them. You know? But I saw it go.
You know, it's true. If you pay due.
That's right.
To you and God knows who. You know? Without further ado, I hope everybody's listening this evening. And if you're not, you better tune in while you have time. You know? And if you want to know the frequency, you can even give us a bell on 0114-2814-029 every time and feel fine, you know. If you're day about 93.2 FM, also available on DAB Digital. And you know something, Sheffield Live have been on air probably what you're talking between 12 and 15 years, you know, Dan. 12 and 15 years.
Have
been on air. Yeah, man. And well, I've been on air easy half of that.
That's quite a bit.
I've been yes, half of that.
Have
no
you?
Problem, yeah, because it was
before COVID.
Yeah. Before COVID.
Yeah, because I've been on it a couple of times before COVID.
See? And before Sweet Talking Sport, it was like Talking Balls. And they were. You know what I mean? And I'm not being kind of disrespectful, but it was. I mean, I showed up a couple of times, you know what I mean? And there were a few kind of issues, but you had to iron them out. You know, like when you put water in the iron and you just steam it up.
Yeah.
I had to press them out. You know what I mean? And I'm not even joking. They come with some kind of resistance and that, but being a warrior and a soldier, you know what I mean? And used to being in the trenches, you know what I mean, from back in the days. Yeah. Just had to show them, say, yo, look, nobody spoil up things. And I had to tell them to reduce the speed, yeah? And reduce right back, you know what I mean?
and eventually things was resolved.
Yeah, you know how it go. You know, there was a little flicker. You know when a bulb's going and it just flicker a little bit. You know what I mean? I have to change a bulb.
That's right.
Yeah, I had to just sort it out.
And brighten up the horizon.
That's right. Okay. You know? Okay. But now we can turn out the light, because we bring the light. You know? Friday 24th in the fast lane. In tune to, you know, Sweet Talking Sport. You've got CV and also myself for the next hour. You know what I mean? Talking about the fast lane, I want to talk about Harry Williams, 11-year-old youth.
Harry Williams?
Yeah, man. 11-year-old youth. And guess what?
All right, go on.
Put pen to paper for McLaren. The youngest youth to sign up for them little program.
Already?
Yeah, man. It's kind of like unbelievable. You know what I mean? You see, the way we're getting kind of older, or, you know, these youths are getting younger, what these kind of professional hit squads are signing up, you know. McLaren have made 11-year-old Harry their youngest ever signing ever. You know what I mean? So, William,
I would have thought that, really, when you think about it, why? 11-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yeah, man. They announced the signing of Harry from Cheshire. You know, the kind of like Super One karting national, where he kind of like began his karting. And this is kind of like for them schooling, you could say, you know. Mm-hmm. So they start off in the little karts, and they call that, you know, S1 for super kart. And then kind of like, so from there, you know, it's quite intense, even at that kind of like young kind of like age, you know what I mean? You've got various ages in there from 6, you know what I mean?
Gwen, so did the age range go right up to what?
The age range goes up to...
obviously, you'll have different sections, won't you?
Yeah. And then after that, the supercar, it goes into kind of cadets. I think you're talking between sort of like, what, 7 to 13 maybe.
Okay.
Or 6 to... I think they do like a little kindergarten kind of range, and then it goes into the cadets. Right. You know, 7 to 13s.
Okay.
And their carts, you know, you can pop, what, between 45 and 60. And even if they're going at them speeds...
Miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. At 13, if you're travelling 60s, that's... That's kind of like a good little speed, that.
Of course it is.
Depending on the cylinders, of course. I mean, you know, you're talking, what, 70 to 100 kmh, which, like I said, it's 45... to 60 miles an hour, you know what I mean? And some of these carts are travelling between 70 and 80 top speed, you know what I mean? So, you know, this is kind of like the UK's premier karting racing, you know, organisation, and they've been dropping that since, what, back in the 80s, 1983, I believe. So it's the pathway for future Formula One,
what,
yeah, F1 drivers, you know. So you're talking the likes, like, you know, Hamilton would have gone through them things, Norris, and we're not talking about Chuck Norris, you know, Button, which is Jason Button, you know what I mean? And you know, so it's kind of like a high level. You know, a format what they've got, you know, so which includes like a proper good to go expansive racing event. You've got, you know, obviously weekend racing, which them York boys will love out there. They do the test in the carts, where they're just blazing round and stuff. Then they have like things like qualifying or heats, and then they have a little race meeting at the end, you know, which is the finals. Just kind of thinking, 11 year old. Wow. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? 11 years.
To be at that age, and driving, and you're not driving in no, like, little car, because I'm looking at the car that went sitting in front of.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know.
One of my cousins in Knotts, he used to have one of them carts, and they used to go kind of racing back in the days. I can remember going there with the family and stuff and seeing some kind of karting, but back then, you know, you just kind of look and wouldn't really ask much question, you know what I mean? Because you're under the watch of your elders. And they used to kind of like drill into you that if you step out of line, you'll go tear something and it's not food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Them used to get the look in it.
Yeah, them overseer them. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They used to get like a look.
Mm.
And you know when you get that look then, oh, you know that look. You know, like Jazz. No. You know, like Jazz. When Jazz just tear upon you now, you know, see a big bite a cup.
And you see
big
them
tearing,
you see
big
them
tearing
teeth.
Bite.
You see them teeth, like.
Yeah, and I flash them rears of teeth upon you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. See it there? And that, not just the look, but you just kind of mimicked it as well. You know what I mean? You
that's
know, they
right.
used to drop yeah. that in
that's
there.
That's right, that's
you
right,
know?
That's right.
And that's like a double whammy. It's like to say, if you get through the look, you now get through this. And that's where that comes from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Harry Williams get them kind of look as a youth.
You
know what I mean? Because, I mean, if you look at where he's come from as well, Cheshire, you know what I mean? So, you know, not that I've got anything against people from Cheshire, like, but, you know, it's like, them have the cream, innit? Them have the cream down there, so. You know what I mean?
Do you know that? This academy thing, what it isn't that what they're wanting to do to get the cream down there? Would you not say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm money in it, a money area that's in it. You know what I mean? Because
some dollars, yeah.
You know, like I said, I mean, my cousin had a car. In fact, I need to have a conversation with him about them days, really. Do you know what I mean? But my uncle, he was like a mechanic, so it kind of like made sense. So they'd save on bits, you know what I mean? Because them kind of mechanic duties would have been done in-house at home, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So fine-tuning and all them kind of some. So, and then because he's in the trade, he will get them parts at trade price.
That's right.
You
that's
know what I mean?
Right. So he ain't paying what me and you are paying.
That's right. I think the only thing what, you know, would have took extra, well, obviously extra juice, but they would have had to have some kind of trailer, you know what I mean, for hook up and all them kind of something there, you know what I mean? But, I know a few people have been kind of, been lucky enough, I should say, you know, personally know them to delve in the karting, you know what I mean? The only closest I've got to that is actually going karting as a leisure time. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've
it's
like
fun.
When you go on,
it's fun, you know.
And we used to go on holiday.
Yeah.
Right. And we used to go there and go up on them kart business, me and my cousin them, and I drive around. You know what I mean? So yeah, it is fun. It is fun.
Hey, do you know something? We should kind of like venture out in one of them, Casey, you know, G, Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you and me if you make up the Magnificent Six, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fun, you know? That would be fun, you know?
It's just about, you know, it goes with parties, you know, so.
The organisation says it all, innit? You know what I mean? Because you probably need about 8 months to organise that.
That's right.
And each month you're doing a roll call and all
that. You do a reminder.
Yes, roll call and all them something there, you know what I mean? So, you know. But one for the future, Harry Williams. Listen out for that name, couple of years' time, you know, because if McLaren are saying, yeah, we'll kind of like sign him up, sign upon that dotted line, you know what I mean, then obviously, you know, you're talking potential, you know what I mean? So, well done, Harry. This is something that I've kind of often thought about sharing it with our listeners, but not really got round to it. And it's about Leicester City, because like people up here up the north, most of the people in kind of like with the knowledge of football will know everything or most things about what's happened to Sheffield Wednesday and their decline. But you know, with Leicester, you know, yeah, we hear that dot points here and there. It was only, what, 10 years ago, Premier League Kings.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had some kind of money in that, and you're thinking, why? What's kind of like gone off down there? And I said down there because they're further down south than...
Well, the Midlands, aren't they? The Midlands.
So people, you know, interested in football will, you know, like... Like say Midlands, you know, it's like if we head on the M1, you know, you're talking Notts, Derby, and then you start licking Midlands like your Leicesters and
Coventry,
your West Brom, and all them something there, you know what I mean? And they will know. In fact, I've got one of my colleagues at work is a big kind of Leicester fan. He'd have been good to get on here and kind of rip his team apart, you know what I mean? And people might say, oh, on a man kind of like base, you can't all them kind of conversations about Leicester, but you know, we're going to drop it anyway. You know, if you just linked in or locked in, Sweet Talking Sport got CV in our studio. It's 1817, and like I just said, 10 years ago, Leicester won the Prems, which is the Premier League. And then 5 years ago, 2021, beat Chelsea 1-0, FA Cup. So it's my understanding that they had like, what? You know, suffered two back-to-back relegations. I mean, in this modern day time, two, it's kind of, if that was your team you were supporting, two relegations, man. Do you know what I mean? Somebody needs to put the foot on the brakes. And look at how the club's being run, and obviously money's got a lot to do with it. And mismanagement, call it what you want out there.
And they had a lot of money, them, you know.
Yeah, man.
They were a rich club.
Yeah,
they had a lot of money. Right.
Good back
at the time when they won the Premier League, they'd got money pumped into them. Because remember, we come second to them. City come second to them.
Wow.
Leicester won it. Right, so with all due respect, they've had some money pumped into them, you know. But it's like you've said, it's how well run the club was, and I think it started to decline after unfortunate circumstances with their owner. You know, that's when it started to decline. Before that, they were looking a decent side with Vardy and all them people, you know, Mahrez. They were looking a decent side.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, like I said, just mentioned back-to-back relegations in this modern day time. It's kind of like hard to, you know, to work out your scratching head, but 13 NM players in the squad was from last season's kind of like relegation as well. You know, 170 million quid TV money yeah, which they had. Parachute payments.
There you go.
You know, this season and next season. But hear this now, because we start to get into the nitty gritty of this, because like, what's happened is that them parachute payments, they've received them up front.
Okay.
Right? So next season, instead of getting that money pumped in, I think they only get a couple million.
Right.
You know? And then, you know, the EFL League One, they've got little monies coming from that, the TV deal. Their average wage bill in the EFL one will be about 9 million. That's the average wage bill in League One. Last season, Leicester's was approximately 150 million. Their wage bill, yeah? And like I said, we start to get into the crux of this. You know what I mean?
So they must have been playing their players some big money.
Oh, God, yeah. Tell me about
I mean, Vardy there at that time?
Last season. No, I think Vardy left his...
He went to a European side, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. I can't remember what side he went, but he started popping goals.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
it... When it the States? Didn't he go to the States?
No, I thought you were Italian side. Italian
I think
side.
You're right. Yeah, I think you're right there. Because he kept it quiet for a while. You know what I mean? But I think I'd say that you've called that Italian. In fact, I'm sure it is now. So since 2018, right, Leicester have lost 401 million quid. Since 2018.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah? And I'm telling you, no bank will touch them, because I'm here, so Barclays, you know, Barclays slogan, make money work for you, them say them take it down. Yeah? Them say them take it down. Yeah? Lloyd's slogan, yeah? We're by your side. Me here, say them take it down. They've told Leicester, nobody not pump through the door.
Okay.
Our door shut. You know what I mean? So, and they've got players, yeah, who would have had relegation clauses in their contract when they was in the Premiership, right? But they wouldn't have accounted for relegation clauses to drop down from Championship. So, you know, like you're saying, they've got some big dupes on big wages, yeah? So, you know, the EFL won next season. So they're gonna have to be known as a selling club, right? Because like we've just said, they've still got some players on big wages. So the chairman's gonna have to, you know, he's gonna have to put his thinking cap on. You know what I mean? To dig them out of this wall, yeah. So instead of kind of like the chairman investing in his club and having a model to basically print money, maybe that's, you know, academy players, get them sold, move players on and stuff, buy players cheap, you know what I mean, and sell them on. What Leicester have been doing, they've been borrowing money. Yeah, and that's part of the reason why they're in the mess that they are. And don't forget, you know, the key points, two relegations. Like CV says, they've had some carnage. You know what I mean? City come second to them. You know what I mean? 10 years ago. And look where them there now. Look where the two clubs them now. So obviously, miss money. Management at the highest order, you know. Like we said, their average wage at Leicester last season, 67,000 a week. That was their average wage. And if you've got like, and the other whammy as well for Leicester, I mean, you know, there's enough of them. But like, you've got, if you've got players on contract still to 2 to 3 years remaining on their contract, they've got every right to say, do you know what? Either pay me up or I'm not going anywhere. I don't fancy that move.
That's right. And if I, and if he's getting the dollars, you know, like if he's getting the dollars, somehow, I don't know, say an average player,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting a 50,000 a week, right, to 60,000 a week,
mm-hmm.
he's going to think to himself, well, hold on a minute, yeah, you know, I'm not going anywhere.
See,
when I'm getting them dollars, until the right move comes along.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Which is what you've just said.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because why does he need to move?
He's under contract.
There you go.
Because Leicester can't just rip up them contract just like that and say, nah, this don't count. You know what I mean? If just kind of like coming on this, listening to Sweet Talking Sport, I've got CV in our studios, 18/26, Friday, the 24th. Talking about Leicester City, so kind of like, you know, educating ourselves on this topic, because like I said, people up these sides will know, you know, if you're into football or sports, you know everything about Sheffield Wednesday, but Leicester, their plights are kind of different, you know what I mean? They're owed enough money. Yeah, they're in it big time. Because when they went up in the Premiership, they obviously bought some big players. You know what I mean? To steady the ship, to help them manage. You know? I reckon they owe £81 million.
That's a lot of money.
And when am I going to find it from? On this big, big Friday evening. As my mother would say. Whoa! You know what I mean? And they still owe money. Some of that money, 81 mil, will be some of them big transfers,
yep.
what they had. You
yep.
know, because
yep.
they don't yep. just splash out 60 million and sign it off. It'll be over a few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and it's that money I then borrow. Part of that money, then borrow. You know what I mean? I mean, boy, you got to feel for them really and truly, you know what I mean? But do you feel for them? You know,
well, seriously, no.
Only the same
like Fiwi, you know what I mean? It's only the same as us, but I said to people, whatever happens when it comes to Fiwi, my team, and judgment day comes,
mm-hmm.
if it's what it is, I don't feel sorry for them.
See it there. I mean some of them fans, I mean obviously just season ticket holders, you know, what pay their money and everything, I think they've got a right to know, and I mean they'll be updated more than me, but you know, my little kind of like all upon it, you know what I mean? I don't think we're far from it really. So them gone right in at the black hole where gravity is that intense that even light can escape. The end of the Foxes, football on credit. You know, that's what them call it, football on credit. You know, you can't run them big program there on credit. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, you know, there'll be a time where fans will be looking to sue the chairman for mismanagement, because after them money them I play with too.
True.
You know
True.
What I mean? There'll be a case one day, might not be in our lifetime, but where fans will get together and they'll say, yo, I've been kind of not, you know, my money hasn't been represented in the right and proper way. I'm taking out some grievance. You know what I mean? So them better fix up. You know what I mean? And you'd have thought like, men like Mr. Lineker would have something to say on it. I know he's had things to say in the past.
Gary.
Yeah, but he's got a few quid. You know what I mean? And maybe he needs to kind of put himself on that board. But him love Leicester, ain't it?
He does love
Every
Leicester.
Time they win something,
yeah, he does love Leicester.
him have a smile,
yeah,
and a grin as big as a Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, I agree with
or
that.
Or puss.
And he does,
you know what I mean?
He loves Leicester. A lot. It really does.
You know? So, yeah. Football pan credit. So that's a tier of, you know, down, like Mr. CV says, like, from down the Midlands. And do you know something? There's going to be Pure Records broke next season. I think when Leicester play Wednesday, they're going to broke attendances for League One. I'm sure they will do.
Are you talking about the fan?
Yeah, the fan base.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Because they'll still turn up and support the team.
Maybe.
You know, they might lose a handful, but do you know what I mean? It's like when Saturday come, you want your football, innit? That's what, you know, you look forward to your little football. No matter what kind of league your team's in, you don't abandon them. You know what I mean?
If you're a fan, right? If you're a fan, you could do that, if you understand what I mean. If you're a fan, you can do that. You can just say, not bothered about it no more, whatever. But if you're a supporter, which is different, where you put your hand in your pocket and you spend money and you go and watch your team, then it becomes a little bit different. Because it's more a heart. It's more a heart thing. Because you've always watched them. Whereas, like I said, a fan, they're just someone who just says, oh yeah, I like this team or whatever, but really they don't go and watch them.
Yeah, and we know a few of them as well, don't we?
We do.
You know what I mean? But, you know, we're going to show a little bit of respect and we're not about to name them. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if we name them, why hell I go kick, you know, this weekend. I'm fierce, but kind of all them something there, you know what I mean? So, but you know, like in the past, we've offered them an olive branch for all them one corner.
Yeah.
And we've said, come pan the shore.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got the mouthpiece and that, and you can back it up, yeah, just come on here. And kind of like just, you know, wall up yourself.
That's right.
You know,
defend your corner. Come with a good constructive argument. I mean,
Mo's kind of like come on here a few times, and it's only a few because I'm freed, you know.
Captain has been on, to be fair. Captain's definitely been.
And he's tried to hold his own.
He has tried to hold his own.
Yeah.
You know.
But at least he's kind of like tried. Some of them now tried.
That's right.
You know. But them still run up them out week in, week
That's
out.
That's right. Them hold, you know? them hold them corner outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, outdoors. yeah. Hold them corner outdoors.
See it there. You know? And, we lose another soldier. Liam Rossini. We said this, didn't we?
Yeah,
let him not last.
Yeah.
Are you surprised the length of time that it was in post?
I am, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to back up that.
Uh-huh.
Right. Liam Rossini was, for me, for Chelsea, a cheap option. He was a cheap option because he was already at one of their sister clubs, Strasbourg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for them, it was like, oh, right, we'll get Liam, bring him across, right? Because he won't have much to pay out for him.
True. Right? That's probably nothing.
Right.
Probably,
they bring him across and he comes in. But, you know, the obstacle, what was going to stop him was the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because their fans, they weren't keen on him. From their dot, they wasn't keen on him. He'd get on other rival stations. Liam, who?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's he managed? Mm-hmm. And all them kind of things. So he was on a hiding to none anyway.
True. Yeah. And he was bound to win some games, innit? He was bound to win some games.
Well, he started off
with the players that he's got at his disposal. Come on.
When he started off, I think he won to like four straight games.
Probably crack the whip and, you know, the ideas, and that's where them players you know, because obviously, like they say, if you play, you're getting extra bonuses. If you're in the squad, extra bonus. If you come on, score goal, team win and all them something. So it's kind of like a bit of a honeymoon period, isn't it, really? Where, you know, it's like, say, you know what it's like. You know, if you're kind of like, I don't know, classroom and you have a new teacher and that, you'll see some kind of good manners and good behaviour.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then certain teachers,
as you get it'll used decline. To, yeah, that's right.
Only certain ones, you know what I mean? You know, certain ones can all at one. Not true, V.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, what I'm saying, all I'm saying is that he was never going to last there long.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
I mean, I said, not even going to last 18 months. I mean, why three months it was. And, you know, I think you touched upon it earlier on, because you can afford to give him a big, dotty deal, you know. 5.5 year deal. I think his contract, we're going to be 2032. You know, so yeah, like I said, lasted 3 months in the hot seat. And it was after that defeat. He went on Wednesday. So they played Brighton on Tuesday night. Got dumped 3-1 by them. So that was Tuesday the 21st. By 22nd in Ghana.
Correct.
They told him that, I'm sorry, Liam, but we don't see you
as our future manager.
Yeah, taking the club forward.
That's right.
We're going to relieve you of your duties.
That's right.
You know?
As in now. Yeah. Just relieve him up. Just said to him, look, Liam, unfortunately, you're not doing it. So you're going to have to come out of the house. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine us in that room, on the board,
yeah.
I would drop it.
Yeah. Because
stand up straight.
That's right.
Take your hand out of your pocket.
That's right. Looking at me eye. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. No, you know what I'm saying.
Wait, you're chew gum.
You know what I mean. And then you have to come.
It'd be trembling.
If you come like school teacher.
Yeah, it'd be trembling if we was on that board. You know what I mean?
And if you tell him, say, look, you know something, Liam? I mean, also, you try your best, but your best is not good enough for this club.
Yeah.
This club is a big club. So, unfortunately, you have to pack your grip.
Yeah. Your time's up,
Pack your grip and come out of the house.
Yeah. You
because
know?
We can't have you in here no more. And then when him start, feeling fear start, get sour now. If you said to him, yo, no, but I fix up fears because it's going to make it different for you. Difficult for you. So if you come out, take for your grip. You know them, you know grip, you know them grip there. When mother you when your mother and father did come when they first land here, so come in one big grip.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him so if you take for him grip and come out. Yeah.
And you know, like some of the players was kind of like mocking him and stuff like that.
That's something here.
Yeah, it was bad that.
Some you know, here.
Because some of them need fine.
Yeah,
you know?
So some here, they might laugh upon him and I do keep on him. You know what I mean?
Because like they said that, like on the training ground, he decided not to wear his glasses.
Right.
So, you know, some people say that he wanted to look tough.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I said, nah, man, that's kind of like that is bad. That, you know, a proper feud, you know. Rescinio 41 him gone, you know. And I don't know if you heard the his last kind of like
his interview.
Yeah,
he was kind of
for the last game. It wasn't that, you know. And it was kind of sad, really. But hear this now. Well, and that's where you get with live performances. You know what I mean? But
here to take this current run as another defeat for you.
Yes, so difficult. Today have one shot on target when we're down to 10 men on a restart.
and we have wave after wave of attack. I think we've hit the woodwork four times, and I don't want my players or my team to feel like everything's against us. We have to keep working, we have to keep fighting, and that's what we'll do on Tuesday night.
Really unfortunate their goal when you had your player off having had treatment.
It's not unfortunate, we can still do better. Many teams play with 10 men. I think it's their only shot on our goal.
I must apologise for that, because that's the kind of wrong setting, that one. But I've heard it, and he's basically saying that when they got dealt with at Brighton, it was unacceptable. You know, everybody connected with Chelsea is unacceptable, including himself, the players, any members of the team, and all that kind of something there. You know what I mean? And he won't stand for that at all. You know. So, I mean, they're saying that some, is it one of their coaches now is going to kind of like take over until the end of the season?
Well, it's the same guy what took over before he started, because he took over when they played us. When they got that last minute goal in, I think 96 minute.
It's not that Callum, is it? Is it him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He took over when he played when they played City.
Okay.
At the Etihad. Uh-huh. And they scored in the 95th or 96th minute of extra time,
mm-hmm,
to make it 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think he's only ever managed two games. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the two.
See. This is the one.
Why do you think that has happened tonight?
I have my own ideas. I'm not here to make excuses. That was unacceptable from everyone involved, me at the head of it, and that needs to change.
But are you saying that this is something that rests with the players tonight in terms of a lack of desire?
No, I think it's accountability. I'll stand here, and I've defended the players at times when I felt it was the correct thing and the right thing. But in this moment, I can't defend that performance. I can't defend anything about it. It doesn't represent this football club. It doesn't represent anything that I ask from the group, and that has to change. It has to change.
Can you put into words how disappointing that is, given everything that's happened in recent weeks?
No, I can't. I can't. I feel numb. No. I'm so angry.
Very straightforward.
I can't. I always speak on what I see. That was unacceptable. It's as simple as that. To lose the amount of duels, to not play with more courage, to take the ball, the goals that we conceded are unacceptable again, and that's something that I have to hold my hands up to.
So there's so much to unpick there. How do you pull that all back together for that Wembley semi-final at the weekend?
Yeah, we're going to have to. We're going to have to.
Little did he know that he wasn't going to be at the helm. You know what I mean?
I think, do you know what? I think deep down in his mind, I think he knew something was brewing. He's it's not like he's not been in this. It's not like he's not been in this football, what we call it, the football arena,
mm-hmm,
before. He must have known things were brewing to get rid of him.
I agree with that, you know. I mean, the body language of the players, you know what I mean? You know? I mean, can you imagine... Well, I think, you know, I'm going to say, can you imagine before the coaching session starts, what he wants from the players, when he's like going through phases of play, set pieces and stuff, you know, they're just going to be laughing and joking upon him. Do you know what I mean? You know, it's like as a coach and a manager, as you can imagine, you can only hold it on so far. But when you kind of like, when you kind of like finish finished kind of chatting to them, and the games, you know, you've put everything what you want to say, you can't hold their hand when they cross that line. You know what I mean? You can't take that penalty kick for them. You can't cross that ball for them. You know what I mean? You can't head that ball for them. You know? And I just think it's kind of out of just dissing. You know what I mean? They're still getting their big dollars. Do you know what I mean? Maybe they need to feel it as well, because, yeah, they might feel one up to. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, when it first started, won maybe four, maybe five games on the bounce. Do you know what I mean? So they've got it in them. They just don't want to play for them.
I just think,
you know,
they just thought, you know what? Well, he'll go before us.
Yes, you're right.
And that's what we've done.
And that's it. And like that, didn't he ban that Fernandez or something? The Argentine boy.
Enzo.
Out, yeah, Enzo. Who other boys are looking at.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. So, you know, and he's got a little bit of a little streak in it.
He has.
Him, that Enzo.
He has.
You know what
he
I mean?
Has. He has. He's a well-versed player, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good on the pitch. But yeah, just that rawness, that little attitude, and what he'll is about early 20s. Is it 23 or something like that?
Sure.
It's only a young youth anyway. You know what I mean? But, you know, Liam bites the bullet at City. I tell you what, there's some big managers out there still looking for work. That Alonso, he'll be a good bet. He left Real Madrid because of Vinicius Junior, innit? He was like saying, coming like setting bigger than the club. You know what I mean? Vinicius were probably doing some talkings and that. And Alonso thought, you know what? I'm the manager.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I can't manage this club,
yeah,
and he's just a player,
yeah,
who am I?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he packed his bags and chips.
I hear that. Because basically he's saying basically I've come in as the manager,
yeah,
so uh-huh, it's me who's basically running the ship.
So walk away from it. Yeah. I tell you what, some kind of, this is a guy I'd love to see him managing the Premiership. Simon.
Oh, you don't joke him. For Atletico?
Yeah. He's their longest serving manager.
13 years.
2011, isn't it?
Yeah. 13 years he's been there.
Wow. I'd love to see him touch base in our premiers. And they've tried before, but
yeah,
he's on a good thing, isn't it?
And the thing is, what I'm saying
to you... good thing, man.
What I'm saying to you about them, right? Let me tell you about them. As you know, in Madrid...
Mm-hmm.
We know who the kings of Madrid is, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Which is Real. And for many years, many seasons, they've dominated. Them and Barcelona have dominated the La Liga, ain't it?
Yes.
Right? They've dominated it. But while he's been there, Atletico, I think, have won it about twice.
Okay.
They've broke it up. They've won it twice. And while he's also been there, Real Madrid have not dominated things in Atletico in Madrid now, because Atletico has many times have beaten Madrid. Many times. In this season, they beat them. This season. Right? So, he has changed it round. He has definitely, in a way, it's a bit... like, I'm not saying it's exactly like it, but it's a little bit like what Guardiola have done for City and United, Man United, if you see where I'm coming from. Because Man United, if you ask people back in the day who were the kings of Manchester, right, you did say Manchester United. Do you know what I mean? And they'd have every right to say
mm-hmm.
that, because Manchester United at the time were dominating mm-hmm. and kicking it up. But now, the roles have reversed.
Mm-hmm.
For the past, what? Yeah, maybe the past 13 seasons, City have been the dominant force.
Mm-hmm.
And still are. They, as you see, they're battling it out now with Arsenal. So, yeah, you know, he'd be a very good manager, but I cannot see him leaving Atletico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's got it nice. But it'd be nice to see him test old Tim kind of management
skills.
Yeah, in Adi Prem, you know what I mean, which is the rated as the top league in Adi world. So if you're top as in for your country, why wouldn't you want to test it out at some stage? You know what I mean? Or most of the others have. Do you know what I mean? You know what's wrong with him? You know, in a mash up in record or something.
He might just actually like it there, which he's proven that he does.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, earlier on, we talked about Leicester City's plights and money and all them something there, and we were saying, you know, I don't see a Lineker stringing a consortium together, and you know what I mean, putting his £10 in there. But this is what Jude Bellingham's done. He's popped in about one mil. You know, and he's done well into Birmingham Phoenix. So, I mean, Jude is saying he feels that he owes his city something. You know what I mean? He doesn't owe him anything, but that's just Jude being nice. You know what I mean? So, you know, the Phoenix is the latest cricket club what is top money in. Like I said, nearly, he's got, 1.2%, which is nearly worth about a million quid.
Okay.
In the franchise. They call it the 100 ball cricket team. And it goes without saying, really, 100 ball cricket tournament. You've got 8 teams in there. You know, men, women, squads, played over 5 summer weeks. Each team bats 100 balls. That's why it's called a 100 ball cricket. You know, 5 ball overs, 10 ball, and then, you know, there's changes. The teams in that franchise is Birmingham Phoenix, which I've just informed you that Jude has popped in nearly a million squids. You've got London Spirit, Manchester Super Giants, M London, Southern Brave, you know, Sun Rises from Leeds, and Trent Rocket and Welsh Fire. You know, so yeah, good on Jude if he put his hands in his pocket. I mean, he does get enough anyway, doesn't he? You know? So I don't think he'll miss that done is it?
He's not on a small wage, is he?
Nah.
You understand? So when we call pocket change. Mm-hmm. You know, little pocket change. Mm-hmm. What he said about the little million. A pocket change to him. So he can put it in.
And he won't even have to ask his brother for a little top up neither. You know what I mean? God, he's following his footsteps, isn't he? You know? Okay, 1853, I'm going to speed things up just a little bit. As 50 Cent would say. Yeah, have to get that in, innit? Championship, we'll just blaze through these. I mean, these are just kind of like, it's kind of like, I can't remember the last time, you know, I was watching United, they had nothing to play for and all that kind of something. And then, I mean, I'm going to pull up Mr. Wilder because he's like been telling some untruths. He said, right, that he wants to finish off this season in the highest. But yet him put up that team the other night and I thought they were the lowest. It was shocking.
I must admit, I was looking at the score while we were playing because we were playing. Was it Wednesday night you played?
Yeah, it was against Blackburn? Blackburn, yeah. And,
right.
and you know, sometimes it makes me wonder whether teams have took a little bit of a...
Right.
Do you know something?
Yeah, but yeah.
Because
be careful, you know?
Yeah, I'm just leaking it out.
Oh,
man. I'm leaking it out because... You know, it's like the way that side what he put out, there was no way they was going to get a result.
Okay.
No way. Okay. You know, I've watched United all season.
Right.
And they've got some, they could have put some plays in there because, like, when he switched things round half time, you know, there was United scored one and Blackburn didn't really look like scoring. That was the difference. So people would have been scratching their heads saying, how come he never put that out from start? You know what I mean? You know, he said that he was going to, wanted to finish at the highest, finish at the lowest. You know what I mean? No excuses for me. And then Aved said, am I going to change up things? You know what I mean? Nah, I'm not buying that, Chris. You can come better than that next time.
Listen, right. You know? At the end of the day, right, as you quite rightly said, there's been many seasons where they're battling for promotion, yeah? Right? And this season, unfortunately, has been one where they've actually got nothing, right? Because at one point, you've got to give Mr. Wilder something, because at one point, it was looking like the two Sheffield clubs were going to go down.
Yeah, right? You know, so they've got the recovery.
So he come back, they've recovered, and they're finishing in a mid-table thing now.
Yeah, right? we just expect better than that, innit? Expectations better than that.
Okay.
Two clubs, they're my play each other, they're my beat each other, Oxford, 22nd Wednesday, 24th, obviously. Right. Both relegated to to League One.
Right.
I was trying hard to score points, to put some score on the board.
That's
them, innit? Yeah. That's them done with. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are they still 4 points away from zero or something?
I thought there were three.
Is it three now? Okay.
It might be three. Right. Do you know what I mean? So one win would put them still in zero. You know what I mean? So, are they going to finish with no points this season? Yeah, there's a big possibility of that. You know what I mean?
It's -3.
Yeah. Captain Mo! You know? Easy, no?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, easy.
And now you brought up Phil with Brethren, and he's still putting on things.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
He's still putting on things. You know what I mean? And just so that your team has been relegated about nearly a month ago, and you still are putting on things about other people's clubs.
Do you know what it reminds me? You know when Titanic was going down and the banner played them tunes.
Yeah.
More upper. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the captain.
That's right.
Don't call him captain for nothing. You know.
That's right.
Hey, I want to finish on FA Cup City.
Against Southampton. Yeah.
Or when the Saints go marching in. Yeah. Do you think they'll go marching in?
Listen, you don't take that. You don't take them clubs lightly. I said when they played Arsenal, I think I've got it on radio here, one of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that is going to be a hard game for Arsenal. And I said, they could get beat. Right, I said...
And what was the score?
Southampton beat them.
Yeah.
Wow. Southampton beat them. They knocked them out. Right? So, if you're any City fan, what's sitting at home and listening to this, right, thinking, oh, this is a walkover, you better stop yourself. You better check yourself and say to yourself, you know what? Because I've watched them, Southampton, and they've got quite a bit of speed up front.
And they said they're coming there to win, to spoil things up.
There you go.
You know?
Big game.
They want to keep it tight and stuff like that, because if they concede two goals in the first, half an hour, game done.
Yeah, to be fair. To be honest.
Game done, innit?
To be honest, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that that City are not going to go out there and do, because it's going to be a bit of a change side, to be fair. Because for starters, Donnarumma's not going to be giving away Christmas presents like he did against Arsenal. You know what I mean? He thought he was Father Christmas.
Wouldn't it be...
It'll be Trafford.
Trafford, yeah.
And so, with all due respect, it's not going to be much different, because Trafford is boss. He's a boss goalkeeper, right? So, we're going to have a few little changes in the side. And I think such as like Mamouche and that, it will come in, and Nico Gonzalez and that will be in there, right?
Can we get a score prediction?
I think 20
seconds.
City should come away with a win, at least a 2-1 win.
You know, I mean, if they're all in things half time 0-0, it's game on. You know, he's been listening to Sweet Talking Sports. 18:59, running out of time. Thank you, people.
See ya. Bye.